It's your top story. President Biden is preparing to give his State of the Union address tonight. In fact, the White House making all the rounds ahead of the speech, trying to really prop up the president because even they know he has a lack of support. And this lack of support is so darn glaring that even those of us here at WoWo, a conservative news talk radio station, heard from the White House. Yeah, that's right. So on Monday, we actually got a call here from a secured line, a.k.a. it was a call from the White House. And the call was from an individual trying to get us to book a man named Tom Perez. So Tom Perez is the special advisor to the president, and he has been since 2021. But they wanted us to book Perez for an interview so he could share with our listeners how great the president is and what the president was going to be discussing in his State of the Union address. WoWo Land, I am proud to say we declined that offer. Yes, we declined an interview request from the White House. Josh and I still kind of pinching ourselves with that one. But we did because we already know what Biden is going to say tonight, right? He's going to criticize Republicans for limiting reproductive rights. He's going to tout lowering prescription drug costs and other cuts. He'll say he's opposed to defunding the police. He'll say we need to continue our financial support of Ukraine. He'll say Congress is to blame for not securing our southern border. And you know, the most infuriating thing he's going to say tonight is that his Bidenomics are working. He's going to say that Americans are experiencing a good economy. He's going to tout unemployment being below 4%. And he's going to mention inflation dropping back down to 3%. I mean, blah, blah, blah. We've all heard these lies before. However, had Tom Perez been willing to share what Biden won't mention during his address tonight, I would have happily had him on Fort Wayne's Morning News. The things that Biden will not mention tonight in his address are far more telling than anything he does mention. For example, I've actually put together a little short list for you of all the things that you will not hear Biden mention during his address tonight, but you absolutely should. You'll not hear him say the name Laken Riley. She was the 22-year-old college student brutally murdered by an illegal immigrant released by the Biden administration. Thus, you will not hear Biden acknowledge all the violent crimes over the last few years committed by illegal immigrants crossing his wide-open southern border. Biden will not mention his classified documents controversy that has been ongoing for months. On that note, Biden will not mention the investigation that's been hyper-focused on his son, Hunter Biden's shady business dealings. Biden will conveniently leave out the fact that he did not have a cognitive test as part of his recent physical. He will not mention that even as inflation cools, consumer goods are still up 18% since he took office. Oh, and Biden will not mention that wage growth is actually down 2% since he took office. Now, you really want to know why the White House has even been calling conservative news talk radio stations like WoWo and trying to get Biden's advisor, Tommy Perez, on our program? Because even the Biden administration is scared to put the president up in front of a large crowd of people on national television. Even they know Biden cannot carry their banner into the future. It's kind of pathetic. I mean, thus, they're trying to woo conservative news talk stations like WoWo ahead of the State of the Union. Tommy boy, you know, next time try calling NPR. Maybe they'll give you the time of day. Tonight will be Biden's third State of the Union address, and Alabama Senator Katie Britt will deliver the Republican response. Don't forget, you can hear it live at 9 p.m. right here on WoWo.
Podcasts by Federated Media.